Government and disappeared persons. Their inquiries had been the most difficult to navigate, as Claire had seen one of the envelopes. She knew more than the broad contours with which most Americans were familiar. Cold War, U.S.-backed authoritarian regime kidnapping and killing tens of thousands at will in the name of fending off communism. She was aware of my time in detention, had heard me recount certain nightmares, and encouraged me to confront them. Yet my honesty with her remained selective, and the full, fleshed-out story still wasn't one I was eager to examine, much less hand over. The point is, I could reason out ways of tracking me down if I tried. But mostly they involved big investigative bodies, and the kind of resources someone like Pichuca would never have had at her disposal. So the question of how she managed it proved to be its own draw. And though I could have called back, she'd told me what hospital in Buenos Aires she was in, the room number as well, I didn't. Instead, I simply told Claire my plans and booked my flight and hotel. But I must have had at least a hunch that the borders I'd cross on this journey weren't the standard ones, since, on a semi-conscious whim I told myself was purely nostalgic, I wound up packing, stuffed into the bottom of my suitcase as if I were hiding it, the fake passport the colonel had given me when I fled from Argentina, now almost exactly a decade before. Chapter 2. I'd never flown into Buenos Aires, and I'd only flown out of it the once, making the experience of returning strange from the start. Everything at the airport gave off a sense of foreignness, uncharted waters. Though I showed my real, recently reissued Argentine passport to the immigration officer, for instance, he stared at it a while, seemingly uncertain what to do about the fact that I'd never used it to enter Argentina before. There was also the clerk at the currency exchange who looked at me suspiciously because I counted the bills she gave me so many times, convinced the exchange rate couldn't be the nearly one-to-one ratio it evidently was, and the chatty young cab driver who snuck a similar glance in his rearview mirror when I said I didn't want to talk, citing my fatigue. That wasn't the real reason, obviously. Neither was my unexpected difficulty with the swirly up-and-down quality of his accent. It was the sights as we got closer, the city in bright 9 a.m. light. That time of day had bad associations for me here, filled me with a Pavlovian kind of dread. The loudness of passing Vespas and motorbikes, so much more frequent here than in New York. The radios broadcasting from car windows. Even the sweaters tied fashionably over men's shoulders. Mine was crumpled into my backpack with the sleeves sticking out, and it felt like yet another way to mark me as an outsider. I'd nourished hopes of taking a long walk as I used to, or of sitting under one of those Coca-Cola umbrellas outside a cafe to have a coffee and reflect, give the journey a full circle kind of feel. But instead, I spent my first couple hours back in Buenos Aires in my stuffy hotel room, working on a translation with the shades drawn and the lamp on, much as I might at home. And because everything seemed so weird and out of place to me already, I didn't dwell much on the brochure on the nightstand advertising tours of the Recoleta Cemetery, the last place I'd seen the colonel before escaping Argentina. Nor, when I threw it in the otherwise empty trash, the small half-drained bottle of Johnny Walker, his preferred liquor for special occasions. I merely thought, on confirming what looked to be a vacant spot in the minibar, I hope they don't charge me for this. Hospital Alemán was just a 20-minute walk from my hotel, but I took a cab nonetheless. I was still uneasy. For all the death I'd witnessed, I'd barely seen any in hospitals, and I lost my way twice looking for Pichuca's room. It was a private one, probably paid for by Pichuca's sister, Cecilia, and her wealthy husband. They were coldly conservative. the type that had referred to those in the movements fighting the regime.